The Air Flower Show is really part of the culture of the local area, and we didn't really want to let an event like a flower show disappear without some sort of fight. So we're hoping that the people in Ayr and the exhibitors who've exhibited in the past will come along and support the show. As soon as it was announced that the old show was closing, John Scott, the local MSP, pulled together a group of interested parties, and from that we formed a small committee to actually get a new show off the ground to maintain the slot in the local calendar, really, because there are a lot of events on, and we need to maintain our position in that calendar if we're going to go forward and have a show moving ahead in future years. Well, the new Ayr Flower Show will be focused mainly on flowers, as the name suggests. It won't have a lot of the peripheral activities that took place in the old show. It'll consist of a flower show. It'll consist of displays of other related horticultural activities like bonsai, like floral art, like beekeeping. But it won't have, as I say, it won't have activities like selling jacuzzis and all that sort of thing. But there will be a significant number of traders who'll be coming along, if you like, who'll be selling plants, selling trees, selling equipment, selling in some cases pots, potteries, items. So hopefully we'll have a good display for people. It will be a scaled down show, we know that, but it is also a heftily scaled down price. I mean, it's only £5 a head to get in. Children under 16, if they're accompanied, can get in free. So it's a smaller show, it's more concentrated, it's focused mainly on plants, and then we'll see how we get on this year as to how we develop next year. The show takes place on Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th of August. It's open from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening. As I mentioned, entry is £5. That'll be cash at the door. We don't have the sophistication of electronic point of sale facility yet, so we'll be relying on people paying cash at the gate. But it is just a £5 per head, so we're hoping that'll work for people.